Okay, call this whatever you like. I call it a test. It's not really an episode of any kind of any podcast. It's just a way to, well, once again, test the comfort and reliability of my phone as a recorder. I was just recording this segment. I was hoping I can pause and take a photo of something adorable. Once I was back to my flow, I realized I need to start the recorder over. I didn't start new recording, which I didn't want. I want this to be one audio file that I can just dump into this new old service, which is it's a Steam powered network. There is a big likelihood you don't know what Steam is. S-T-E-E-M is a blockchain network that was established, if I understand correctly, a few years ago. And there is this hope that it can sort of, it can create value on its own. So creators get rewarded by just uploading stuff onto this network. And I had big hopes and I really wanted to get involved, but well, I realized everyone's there just for money, and the quality of content is rather poor, and not even that, because I don't think my content is extraordinary, but there is also no engagement other than, you know, people want to grab your attention to so you can go onto their stuff and leave a comment or create a contribution so they can earn money. You know, that regular stuff. I had similar feeling or similar observation from SoundCloud. I bought a premium plan, which I think is just too expensive for podcasting, and I was just really frustrated that all people that come in are fakes, and that there is really no healthy community there at all. Now, Steam. So Steam is just a platform, like an underlining platform, and then the service that I use Steam is called DSound, and you can find it at dsound.audio. Now, it's pretty simple SoundCloud-like design interface, but it's not really well established, or the interface isn't really as neat and sophisticated, and it's probably a big shame I cannot do an RSS feed out of the stuff I'm uploading. That would be perfect, because that's what I like about it. It's a free hosting service, and that already makes me happy. So what I'm doing today is I'm recording to test whether I want to use my phone for this kind of stuff, and also I'll be uploading this to DSound. And if you're listening to this on Anchor, because there is a big chance I'll just upload it there to my regular stream, you may just go and look for Conscious Monkeys on dsound.audio, and we'll take it from there, shall we? It's a beautiful evening. I should really be talking more about it as opposed to technicalities of podcast making, but you know, I'm on a walk from an old apartment. It's 9 p.m. I think, and close to 10 actually. I'm afraid to check time, so this recording just goes on. It won't stop because of it. I wondered, because there is still a couple of things in the basement, and it was really an interesting trip to go through all this stuff I left there, 6 months ago, more or less. I already have managed to forget what's there, and I was just really cool to dig into those old gems. We'll be probably selling most of these things anyway, but it was cool to check the old neck of the wood, neck of Berlin, which I no longer like. It used to be my sanctuary. I used to like it a lot, this whole area. It's about 15, 20 minutes away from where we live now. And it felt like an island of some kind, you know, like a district that stands up on its own. So yeah, I took this car sharing solution to help me out to bring stuff over to it. And the whole thing took an hour, packing and then unpacking and new old place, because we are there for 6 months or so. So I didn't finish. There's still a couple of things, bigger things, heavier things, and I'm just looking forward to this. No, not really. I'll need a bigger car and more strength. I probably need to do it earlier in the day. So I'm looking for the new platform because I want to go back to podcasting. I said it too many times already, but hey, I had this major success. I really think it was a success. I managed to record for a month, with a small exception of one day when I had a migraine, unfortunately. But hey, yeah, I'm really happy with this accomplishment, and I proved myself I can do it. So now I think 2 weeks went by, or a week and a half, something like that, and it's a bit of a shame I haven't been posting anything. It's a shame for me, you know. I like the discipline, the routine behind this activity, you know, and I want to push it a little bit forward. I think Anchor on its own, it's a cool platform. It's a really cool software, although it's not really connecting you with community well. I hate that. It's not as social as it could have been. And also, whenever I share my thing, I feel like I'm sharing. I'm spreading the message about Anchor as opposed to my own thing. It's I feel like embedded into this system, and I think that gives a wrong impression. I don't like that. I would like to create my own look and feel. So I'm looking for new ways of putting my content up. And maybe I'll just look into this relatively new, but already evaluated by uploading a couple of audio things from the past, this D-Sound service. What is it? My Fitbit is vibrating. I've reached some kind of target. Yeah, I've burned too many calories. I know you are probably, if you use this kind of a tracker, you probably look in the opposite direction. I'm trying to burn as little as possible, but I find myself burning more than I consume, and that's usually a problem. I'm a rather skinny guy, and I don't eat much, and I probably need to eat much more today before I go to sleep. And yeah, sleep, it is why I wear this tracker. You know, I'm going through this transition I've been talking about for quite a long time, and probably majority of my AudioMo challenge last month, becoming a father, will take me away from a couple of those things I like to indulge, like and playing games and being in the clouds with my head all the time, you know. It's I guess there'll be still time for it, there'll be just much less of it. And what I realized recently was, well, first of all, I need to get a lot of sleep. when I can, while I can, but also want to be, I want to have visibility to how much I sleep after our baby is born, so I can sort of blame lack of sleep on I don't know, bad mood or feeling weak, that kind of stuff. So I want to be kind of in charge of that, but also want to be more in control of my sleep. I want to experience dreams more. And I'm not talking about lucid dreaming. I don't really feel this thing is real. And we can discuss it more in the future, but I just want to memorize them. You know, I want to use it as like a virtual reality kind of experience, you know? So I want to track my dreams. I want to track the quality and create a state when I get the most of the healthiest dreams and sleep sessions I can get. So that's pretty much it. I just reached home and I will rest and upload this recording, and I will probably experiment a little bit with my old blog where this will be published. And yeah, because I also want that. I want to do some writing and posting, and yeah, I want to have my own platform to do that. So that's all for now. Thank you for listening. I don't even know how to title this episode. It's a bit of a mess, a bit of a chaos, but it will do for now.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.